Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Driving around, you could be a shadow beneath the...
Apologies, technical difficulties. Go for it, Zedlines.
Good morning. This is Chloe, Cal and Grace with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, in-principle enterprise agreements have been secured by the Queensland Government to ensure doctors' wages meet the government's central wages policy. This includes CPI-linked increases if inflation exceeds guaranteed rates, which provides certainty for workers and ensures staff receive back pay from 1st of July 2025. This is great news for the state's doctors, as they secure an 8% increase over the next 3 years, and Queensland Police received an $8,000 retention incentive. However, other public sector employees are in the process of negotiating, while state school teachers are preparing to go on strike on Wednesday. Brisbane State Primary Schools has shrunk by 1,005 students overall from 2021 to 2024, with more families shifting to home education. The reasons for homeschooling are varied, including wanting additional support for neurodivergent children, school refusal, family beliefs, and bullying, a belief it provides better education and more flexibility. The biggest shrink was at Hendra State School, already Brisbane's smallest state primary school, where enrollments halved.
Approximately 90,000 protesters gathered on the Sydney Harbour Bridge to draw attention to the humanitarian crisis happening in Palestine. Organisers expressed their amazement at the turnout, describing the attendance as beyond expectations. Police down in Sydney were far more concerned than impressed by the volume of people, fearing the event would result in injury. New South Wales Police Acting Deputy Commissioner Peter McKenna said, "This operation, from our point of view, was a success in that no one was hurt, no people were hurt, no police were hurt." Down in Victoria, around 3,000 Melbournians similarly took to the streets to help raise awareness, as well as a similar protest happening in Brisbane on Saturday. In Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's fourth appearance at Gama Festival held on northeast Arnhem Land, he reviewed the government's economic plan to close the gap in First Nation communities. He criticised the culture war surrounding Indigenous policies, calling it a dry gully. The announcement includes funding for a new First Nations economic partnership between the Commonwealth and the First Nations, $75 million for native title holders and $35 million for mobile TAFE. However, opposition leader Susan Lee has slammed the PM's lack of action since the failed voice referendum, saying, "It's so disappointing to see this plan that the Prime Minister calls a plan for economic empowerment is failing in these critical areas."
In international news, one of US President Donald Trump's top aides has accused India of helping to fund Russia's war in Ukraine through purchasing their oil from Moscow. People will be shocked to learn that India is basically tied with China in purchasing Russian oil. That's an astonishing fact, he said on Fox News. The accusations come alongside 25% tariffs being levelled at India due to their purchases of military equipment and energy from Russia, with threats of 100% tariffs being imposed on any country still purchasing goods from Russia unless Moscow agrees to a ceasefire in Ukraine. For your weather today, Brisbane is quite chilly, so it's time to bust out the fuzzy socks. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.